I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. New Orleans writer Kalamu Ya Salaam calls himself a new kind of storyteller who works with text, audio, and video. Now he's taken on his most ambitious project, videotaped oral histories of people who once called New Orleans home. NPR's Farai Chidea caught up with Salaam at his house on the West Bank of New Orleans.
My name is Kalamu Ya Salaam. I was born March 24th, 1947, in New Orleans, Louisiana, reared in the Lower Ninth Ward, the area that was most devastated part of New Orleans.
From his home and from the road, Kalamu Ya Salaam communicates with thousands of people each day. He runs the E-Drum, an email newsletter for Black and African diaspora writers. He also co-directs a local program called Students at the Center, or SAC, which teaches writing and filmmaking to New Orleans high school students, even after Katrina.
Our program continues. We now have two programs. We have SAC that we're doing in New Orleans, and we have SAC in Exile. Back in October, we had a retreat in Clemson, South Carolina, in which we brought people together from seven states. They've been dispersed all over the place, and as we identify them, we try and work with them.
Just give me a rundown of some of the other hats that you wear, and of course a writer as well.
People come and say, well, oh, you're a filmmaker. Oh, you do radio work. Oh, you produce records. Oh, you do books. Well, you do all of that. No, I'm just a neo-griot, that's all. Griot coming from the West African, most people know it as a storyteller or historian slash musician. The advent of digital technology makes it possible that just as you learn to type, just as you learn to write, you can learn to record, you can learn to edit, you can learn to shoot video as a writer and use those mediums and that technology to express yourself.
Kalamu Ya Salaam is traveling the country to videotape oral histories of Katrina survivors. Some of the subjects are strangers. Others, like sculptor John Scott, are colleagues and friends. From his daughter's kitchen in Houston, Scott spoke with Kalamu about passing on his craft.
I have an incredible need, man, to make art. I don't think that's a choice on your part. I can't possibly imagine life without working. The other thing is about going back. All of my life has been based on passing this stuff on. And I really feel there's still some young people out there somewhere that I got to pass these traditions on to.
Couldn't you find some young people here in Houston?
I'm not a Texan now. You know, I mean, this is a nice place and all that, but, you know, the friendship, the camaraderie, the spirituality. It's like I often say about New Orleans, man, it's the only place I've ever been where if you listen, sidewalks will speak to you. And over here, man, all I hear is echoes. You know, it's not the same.
Sculptor John Scott and Kalamu himself are part of a coterie of artists, including their friend, jazzman Ellis Marsalis, who make New Orleans vital. Kalamu points out that Katrina cleared out more than the poorest city residents.
Television gave us the impression that the people who suffered in New Orleans were the poor Black people. This disaster has affected the entire community, and the areas that were flooded represent the entire spectrum of the Black community. If you're a physician, you're gone. I think there are only two, three Black physicians still in the city. My brother's a cardiologist. Flood insurance caps at about $200,000. He's got over $1 million worth of equipment in him. You understand what I'm saying? So that these kinds of details and stories, that doesn't make interesting copy. You know, it's not the fat Black woman with the children hanging off her and tears rolling down her face. Here you have a cardiologist who cannot come back in the city. A professional who helps to anchor the community, provides health services, and what have you.
What's possible for New Orleans now?
People who have not been to New Orleans and have not seen the extent of the devastation, they cannot understand. We're talking about over 100,000 residential units have been flooded out. You can drive for miles, and there's nothing but empty houses.
Are you, in a way, doing a eulogy for a New Orleans that will never be the same?
I am just doing what I think is my responsibility as an artist, to talk about and to document the history of our community, and two, to offer social commentary about our community. Our city is not and will not and cannot be the same. We saw the end of an era.
And as New Orleans enters a new and still uncertain era, cultural historians like Kalamu Yasalam will not only record the past, but shape the future.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.